I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Arkham Files, your actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast. Call of Cthulhu and Dungeons & Dragons, because we have done some Dungeons & Dragons and it's been pretty sweet. Isn't that right, boys?
Totes.
Yes. Yeah, I did it once.
I really like average. Really like my yeah. Hype men.
Yeah. Yeah. How was it, boys?
It was okay.
Oh, you just got done yelling at us for not for yelling too
it
much.
It was so. Pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, I just yelled at everybody because they're yelling too much. I didn't yell at you. I had to yell over you.
You yelled with us.
I had to yell over you.
I don't need to remind you that I have severe father issues, so male figures yelling at me.
He has too many fathers.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't need anybody more on that.
Daddy issues are my
thing. Is that what D&D stands for? Dads and dads?
Yeah. Daddy and daddy?
Dads and dads.
Okay. Anyways, so tonight for your special COC enjoyment.
COC?
COC. We actually have Pete is going to be taken over as Keeper of Arcane Lore, and we are going back, way back, to the Dark Ages.
Ooh.
We're running some Cthulhu Dark Ages this round, which we've never done before, first time, and as Pete just said to us off-air, Pete, what about that?
I've made a huge mistake.
Told us, don't learn a new rule set and write a scenario in 24 hours.
Yeah, don't learn a new rule set and write a brand new scenario in under 24 hours with house rules, which I will explain in a minute.
Okay, sweet.
He's really just flexing.
It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, he's flexing because it's awesome. And he's going to be like, I just wrote this in like 20 minutes.
You guys want to see me write a scenario in 20 minutes?
That's a good Dom impression.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to pass it over to Pete. Take over, bro. You are now the Keeper of Arcane Lore, and I'm just some player.
Oh, I'm drunk with power.
Alex,
all right.
Alex
so
is a
I'll
player.
Quiet you.
Oh, sorry. Donovan has a theory. Did you want to say that theory now, Donovan?
Might as well. Let's just get it out of the way, okay? After we just recorded Oceans of Solitude, how long ago, Sam?
21.
Like 2.5 years ago.
And then What's in the Cellar? Like 2 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time Alex is a player, there is no restraint. When he is a keeper, him having to keep holds him back. This is
okay.
And then when he's a player, everything's off limits.
He's a slayer.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits.
There's nothing off limits is what you meant to say.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
And that's the Alex theory that I found out because you have to have something to control you because there's so much going on in your head. That if you're keeping, it keeps you in line. But when you're not keeping, oh my gosh.
It's just off the races.
He's giving.
I'm giving.
When he's not keeping.
I'm giving everything that I got.
Oh, he's giving.
Sounds weird. I think what Alex wants to tell you is don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right. That's right. I will admit that there is some truth to that, Donovan.
I say that with love.
I think that goes for a lot of people that are like the eternal DMs, who are the ones that are always running the games. And then as soon as they get a chance to play, they're the ones that are the worst and go off the rails the worst. So I will admit to some of that, and I apologize.
I remember when I was DMing What's in the Cellar, and I was like, I'm going to kill Alex. Like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, guarantee he's dead.
In real life, not...
No, yeah, in real life. Yeah. And then he's just too muscular and he yells at me a lot, so...
Yeah, I have to yell at him. It's the only way I can stop him, because Donovan's way bigger than me.
Emotional abuse.
Yeah.
I think that, to the point of, you know, being the Eternal Keeper and then getting to play, you never know when you're going to get a chance to be a player again, and so you've got to get it out.
You got to get all your playing out in one session.
All right, so let's get back to the rules. Alex mentioned this at the beginning, in the opener, we are playing Dark Ages. So if you are not familiar with Call of Cthulhu Dark Ages, I suggest you pick it up. It is a cool rule set. It's set in about 900 AD, 900 to 1,000. Basically anywhere in that area you can get away with. And also if you are playing fast and loose with the rules, you can pretty much transport it anywhere you want. But there's a couple of different things compared to regular Call of Cthulhu that I want to bring up now for our players, but also our listeners. So this is the Middle Ages, right? And so there's a lot more people walking around with shields and armor and weapons. So you're going to get a little bit more combat, but you also are a little bit less fragile because you are wearing shields and armor. Those come with built-in armor, right? You're not... It comes in with built-in armor. So the armor in the game comes with built-in armor against damage.
What do they think of next?
Thank you for bringing that up, Sam, you douche. the armor in the 20th century, people aren't walking around with, like, padded, studded leather or chainmail on. And so you have an excuse
to
wear
armor. Speak for yourself. You're saying this to the wrong crowd, Pete.
All right. So anyway, for the listeners then, expect more combat, less damage. Another thing, healing yourself is harder because technology is worse. It's the Dark Ages, homies. You got snake oil salesmen. You've got not as much actual medicine.
Just rely on me, gents.
That being said, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Seth is playing a healer, which is a little bit shyster, a little bit legit medicine man. Seth, you'll notice on your character sheet, if you scroll down to the second page, you do have potions and you do have spells. And you actually heal with your spells, so a little bit of D&D here.
Oh, yeah, there's no scroll in here, Pete. We're all analog.
Oh, sorry. If you
flip. Listen to this.
Flip.
That's my character sheet.
Seth got his character sheet about 5 minutes ago.
And this is my pencil. And these are my dice.
Yeah, mine.
One thing that I think is cool about Seth's character, he has a spell called Fury, which is basically the same as Fury when you're a barbarian in D&D.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, booyah, baby.
Oh, is this Necronomadogavin?
Yeah, it is. Also, huge shout out.
This is both adorable and disgusting.
Yes. That one really threaded the needle.
Yeah. Well done, Aquitaine.
So anyway, Fury, you get 2 attacks for 5 rounds.
And
so
can I only cast that on myself, or can I cast
that on... No, you can cast that on anybody.
Nice.
So if you cast it on somebody who's an unwilling participant in your spell, you have to do an opposed power roll. But if they are a willing participant to you infuriating them, then you just cast it.
With Seth, they're never willing.
It's always a surprise.
The poisons in your inventory are going to be, you can like put those on weapons and you
the
get
heck,
additional.
Dude, why is Seth way
he's
cooler bossing, than all of
dude.
Us?
No wonder he's my healer.
He's got the riz.
I am all
I'm
powerful.
I'm just a doofus with a sword.
I had to give better ways
your
to like heal
Oz.
Because there's not a whole lot of ways to heal. It's like, hey, let's put leeches on your body and then you guys just die fast.
That totally works.
Middle Ages.
Right. I didn't want you to actually die.
Yeah,
faster.
Why does Seth can be
works
a wizard
every time? Mm-hmm.
Sam's a juggler.
I think that's a question for Sam, who picked juggler.
I didn't know wizard Sam, was an option.
Why did you pick juggler? I wonder. Why
you put a list of occupations down. Healer was on the list, and Seth chose it, and then Sam
juggler.
Yeah. Which you knew I would.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Sam's going to pick this just so he can say we're up to our balls and
jugglers. It wasn't even a real character
jugglers.
In the selection. You just added it in there to see if he would pick it, and he did.
Pete created a custom class just for Sam.
All right. Next thing on the list. All y'all can read, not all y'all can write. Apparently, back in the Dark Ages, you didn't learn these skills at the same time. Most people actually learned to read, which was something I didn't know. I assumed we'd all not know how to read. But most people could learn to read. Only like the clergy and the upper class actually learned to write, because like, what are you going to write on?
Right.
People pass messages. A lot of traditions are oral, but you know, people read the Bible.
Yeah.
Another thing to keep in mind is darkness is scary.
Well, yeah.
Not a lot of artificial light in the Middle Ages, right? And so most people do their business.
Everyone's just permanently scared.
I do my business at all hours.
Wandering out,
darling.
Yeah, wandering out in the middle of the night is usually a recipe for getting eaten by wolves. And then the last thing I wanted to do is, this is my house rule that I just came up with. Of course, doing it on the first time we play Dark Ages, like, there's not enough of adjustments to make.
Yeah.
But when we do one shots, I will admit I struggle with spending luck because you have no
reason not to.
No reason not to, because you don't have to worry about
replaying the character.
Yeah, replaying the character. So everybody just spends luck willy nilly. So my inclination was to ban you guys from spending luck.
Whoa.
But instead, I'm gonna do this.
How do you think I became a famous juggler without a bit of luck?
So this is the house rule. One thing that was very popular in the Dark Ages was an idea that we now call the theory of limited good. And the theory of limited good is basically we have a net zero world. If something good happens to you, something bad happens to somebody else. So that was a very popular way to think in the Dark Ages. So the idea is all of you guys don't have to completely subscribe to this, but the world I have created does. So if you choose to spend luck, you're spending somebody else's luck, and you don't get to know whose it is.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. So if you spend luck, it could be yours, but I'm going to randomly select whose luck you're spending.
Tricky.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So you are getting lucky, but you are making somebody else unlucky.
You were walking a real fine line there
for
a second.
Stupid rule.
Yeah, I'm getting lucky.
You were walking a real fine line there for a second, Pete, because I totally heard some of that accounting coming in.
Oh, I know.
And I was like,
I was about to call him on.
I was about to drop.
I'm gonna. You're gonna need to double book account for your luck.
I was like, are we playing an accounting game?
You cannot credit your own luck without debiting somebody else's. I won't allow it.
Such a nerd.
All right, that was my last kind of overview thing, a housekeeping item. I'm ready to go now. If you guys are,
yeah. Did you want to mention these since we just got these and we have them on the table with us?
So she asked that when we shout out her for these, that we use her screen name, which is Aquitaine. I will share these on social media as well. But shout out to patron,
big shout out,
Aquitaine. Who made, dolls of all of our characters from the main, our main case file?
Yeah, our main
They're
scenario.
Amazing. They're super well done. They're, like, super high quality. We've got a Dom, we've got a Simmy, basically the whole cast, plus Mary Beth, and then Alex's personal favorite.
The Necronomadogavin.
Which is literally a cute, furry dog with eight spider legs.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, it really straddles the line between being adorable and just
absolutely
awful.
Frightening.
Yeah, it's but like gross. And
she not just spent the time to make these dolls, she shipped them to us so that we could have them
from
in
the UK.
Yeah, from the UK. Muriel, England, all the way here.
So we'll do our best to make fun of England as much as possible in this.
Oh, it's going to be bad because we're all going to have really bad English accents.
Crumpets, ain't it?
Yeah. Since we're down in.
We're going to have a lot of innits.
We're dark. Oh, yeah.
I won't put beans in my breakfast. Well, I want biscuits.
But yeah, these dolls are amazing. They're
awesome.
They're adorable. So let me see. They're just these little.
Careful. These are not meant. In the letter, it says they're not meant to be rough.
They've got
with.
Props.
Yeah.
So, like, the doctor, Sinny, has a pipe and a mug that is actually over there.
Donovan already ruined it.
Donovan's ruining
it right now.
She's like, please be careful with... She's like, not that you would, but they are fragile, so don't be rough with them.
Our level of immaturity.
Yeah, I'm like, Donovan's going to break this in 5 minutes.
Ruined him in, like, 5 minutes on accident.
We had him for 5 minutes, and Donovan was already, like, doing kung fu moves in the bath with him.
Have you guys seen Spaceballs? The part with Lord Helmet playing with the action figures?
Yeah, that's Donovan. But even like the Major Bakersfield has like a net he's holding.
He's got a net. It's all like a handmade
eye patch.
I mean, they're all handmade, but like she like wove a net.
Yeah, the attention to detail and the amount of detail is insane.
They're so awesome.
Yeah, so we'll probably...
He's got a holstered gun inside his jacket. Yeah,
they're just these little fabric dolls, and they have, like, yarn hair. They're freaking adorable.
They're amazing.
But they're awesome. Like, the details. Simi's suspenders have little hearts on them, and he's got a pipe, like,
he is ready
in.
For a sexy dance any
yeah,
day
it's,
right now.
They're, yeah, they're the best. It's, like, the
I didn't
coolest thing anybody's...
I there's an extra bag here with all of these different props.
Oh, my
So a top secret file... These are the Tallahassee Turner's novels are bound right here.
Put them on the camera.
I want to see those. Yeah.
Don't let Seth
see
them.
The novels.
But yeah, these are amazing. Like, look at these.
Oh my gosh.
Tallahassee Turner, like, they're printed on. They're little, like...
Oh, like, yeah, like she actually made the covers and, like, printed them out.
They're not even just the covers. On the back, there's, like, blurbs. So many twists and turns, I couldn't sit still. Buster Keaton. And then there's a stack of them.
Dude, those...
Dang.
Oh gosh, man.
That's awesome.
That's so freaking cool.
Right here, we've got the sign for Dr. Simi, his, like, sign for his door.
Yeah.
For his, as a psychologist.
His practice.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, it's all this
amazing.
Little, like, dollhouse furniture.
Got fancy cups in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Fancy mugs. So cool. This is Dr. Simi's mug. And, like, I mean, there's tons of stuff. Here's the top secret Arkham Files file.
Yeah, so all the books are tied together, but they're individual books.
Yeah.
Attack of the Smoothies.
That's awesome.
Read them all off.
We got The Terror in the Basement by Tallahassee Turner. Attack of the Smoothies. Tallahassee Turner. And they all have, they have little blurbs on the back. Let's see. The Terror in the Basement on the back says, Turner's writing is true escapism. Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
He's world famous.
I love
some
it.
Some good blurbs. Attack of the Smoothies by Tallahassee Turner. Turner is right on target. Annie Oakley. Annie Oakley was a sharpshooter. And next we have The Butthole Horror.
So good.
Oh,
unbelievable. Even I couldn't make this up. H.P. Lovecraft. Oh, yes, dude.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing.
That's so good.
And the last one is The Serpent Temple. Ooh, that's a good deep cut, man.
Yeah.
That's like, that's not just based on one of the, like, our scenario. Because each one of these are based on a scenario we played, you know, like What's in the Cellar, Fall of New Jerusalem, Mr. Corbett, Butthole Monster. But The Serpent Temple was just like a book.
Hallucination.
Yeah, like a hallucination from a book that we mentioned in one of our games. So that's awesome. That's a super good deep cut on that one.
FNJ, the cover of this one when we were sick. Going into the lab thing.
Yeah, can you see the cover, Seth?
That's awesome.
This one says Exotic Tales or Erotic Tales?
Dealer's choice.
Yeah, and this one is So Many Twists and Turns I Couldn't Sit Still, Buster Keaton. Dude, those are so
freaking
awesome.
Cool.
The Butthole Monster, the Butthole Horror, dude.
Butthole.
Oh my gosh.
I just feel like we need to go back and rename our scenarios.
Seriously, new
a
names.
Butthole Horror.
Dude, I'm flipping through the stack and that one, oh, that got me. we have
huge,
the best fans in the entire universe.
We really do.
Obviously.
Like, Aquitaine, like, you made my wife realize what our podcast actually is. She's always dismissed it as just this nerdy thing that we do and no one really listens to us. And then I showed her the pictures of the action figures you made of us, and she's like, wait, they made that of your character? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
My mother-in-law stopped by our house the day I got these, and that was the first time she was like, I don't regret you marrying my daughter. Huge day for
it
me.
It shows wisely.
I don't want to miss those.
Yeah, dude, I'm a little bit worried you're going to break them.
Oh, those are incredible, dude. I'm so stoked. That's, oh, man.
But yeah, we will. So by the time we release this scenario, you probably will have already shared this on social media. But when you're hearing this, go look at social media and we'll have pictures of all this stuff there. Because the more I look at it, the cooler it gets. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah. Do you want us to do characters or introduce them in?
Let's introduce them in the thing, okay. I guess. Well, yeah, I guess so. Let's do it.
Can I read my backstory that you gave us?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Fine. Let's just do character. Let's do character introductions right now so everybody can do their whole spiel.
I don't have a whole. I don't want to do a whole spiel.
Yeah, do a little spiel.
You know Seth has a spiel.
Why is that bad?
So let's give them room. Seth writes a pair. Seth writes an entire, like, page.
He's got a two-page soliloquy.
Yes. All right. So that being said, let's go ahead and let Seth go first so he's the most nervous. No warm-up. Straight out the gate. Seth, tell us about your character.
I refuse.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on. Donovan, you're up.
I refuse.
All right. Well, this was fast.
All right. All right.
Oh, and we're all trying to, like, we all tried to get, Pete sent us the list of, like, what are normal names for Middle Ages. So.
From the text
like
itself.
Anglo-Saxon Middle
and they're
Ages.
Terrible.
So that's, or Dark Ages. So that's what we're all shooting for.
I really don't mind going, but you guys made fun of how I always write a character intro, so.
All right, we'll let Donovan go first. He was very eager.
I wasn't eager.
No, you're eager. Go ahead, Donovan.
I saw those fingers. You're like double
eager to
pointing
please.
At yourself. You're like,
All right. My name is that levels good?
Yeah, good.
Right. Okay. My name is Abel Can't Play Again.
Oh yeah.
Just kidding. It's not my name.
Oh yeah. Quick side note: Abe isn't here tonight. If you haven't noticed, he couldn't make it.
He couldn't play again.
He definitely can't play again. Right. My character is a sailor. The ripe age of 28.
That's good, because people die at 40 in the Dark Ages.
Yeah, you're past middle age.
I'm 57. Well past my sailing prime.
The immortal.
I love sailing. My real name is Bartloff.
Okay.
Is that it? Is that your whole intro?
From the long line of Bartloffers. I love the dark seas. I'm out there all the time. I go from dock to dock doing my docking things. Anyways, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
Seth, will you go next, please?
I'll try.
He just pulled out a huge script.
I refuse now.
All right. Alex, why don't you go next?
So that's such a prima donna.
I'll go. It's fine. I did pull
please,
out a script.
Seth, please tell us about your character.
The name's Eldrick the Healer. I travel about bringing health to the common folk. You might have seen my shop, Eldrick's Elixirs and Mixers. I have remedies and therapies for whatever ails you. I mix mead to lift your spirits and my special assortment of medicines to revive your body. Behold, the miracle of Eldrick's mystical leech therapy. These magical creatures will draw out the impurities within, leaving you refreshed and revitalized. I'm about 5'7" with chin-length black greasy hair, black face stubble, and dark brown eyes with a thick black unibrow above my eyes. I wear a tall, wide, flat-top black hat and a brownish-blackish cloak. And that's the end of my writing.
All right. Thank you. Aldrich the
healer. That was worth it. That was worth it.
Thanks. Standing O.
Just to clarify, you said you're from Australia, right?
No.
He even said a no.
I know. Like, I didn't believe it.
Nar.
It's like now.
Nar. Nar.
Ever since freaking... What is it called?
I think we're all going to end up sounding the exact same.
No, I actually think your accent's super on point, Evan.
Yeah, that's great. We love it.
Awesome. Good.
Whew. 10 of 10. Would recommend.
Yeah, I actually don't want to follow that. So, Sam, go ahead.
Sam, you're next.
Because my character is so nebulous.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? I haven't even started. Hey, everybody. This is Sam. I'm playing a juggler. Let me start over. Okay. My name is Balthazar Tosser. I'm a professional world-class juggler. I primarily...
Juggle.
I'm a world-class juggler and performer, performing primarily for the gentry. Oh, my inner circle refers to me as Baltasar.
Balthazar Tosser.
Balthazar Tosser's my name.
Baltasar was going to be bad.
Anyway, I'm 35 years old. I'm about 6 feet tall, long dark hair, and dark beard. That's it. That's me.
All right. Thank you for that. We'll log that away.
Yes.
Alex, you are last. Okay.
I'm writing down my age because I had no... I don't have a character.
He's winging it.
Hi.
Which makes two of us.
Fred, the accountant.
Whoa.
It looks like Alex is played by an AI.
Yeah. Hello. My name is Fred, the accountant. All right. Okay.
I enjoy.
All right. I have... Okay. Frick. Okay. Here we go. Well, let me get my... Let me try and find the voice. See what I'm doing.
Is this something you can maintain?
I guess we'll find out. Okay. My name is Aethelred. Aethelred the Reedy is what they call me. I'm a guard for the church and have been for a long time. You say I'm past my prime at the ripe old age of 62. But I'd say I'm just as good as any other two men half my age. Well, that's what I do, Aethelred the Reedy.
All right. Is that everybody? Anything that you guys want to add before I...
I love to juggle.
Yes, we got that.
I love the sea.
All right. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All righty.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cause you know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, Dark Ages, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast featuring Alex Morrison as Aethelred the Reedy.
Keep your balls off my juggler.
Seth Morrison as Eldric the Healer.
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not to challenge ghosts to juggling matches?
Donovan Ballard as Botloff.
Oi, give him the old English breakfast.
Sam Morrison as Balthazar Tosser.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic sphere swapper.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Peter Morrison. So grab onto your balls and a handful of leeches. Let's juggle. It was the Dark Ages in London, and this was not a time or a place for the faint of heart. In an era still dominated by superstition, where news spread only as quickly as word of mouth could travel on foot, and any light not produced by the sun was considered a luxury, most people didn't travel too far from home. In fact, most people lived their entire lives in the same community, commonly called a burr, and how important your burr was directly proportional to how close the nearest monastery was. Family and community were the most important things in a commoner's life. People may tell you that Archbishop Athelgar of Canterbury was the most important man in the country, but who would ever meet him? The average farmer had just as much proof that the Archbishop existed as he did that there were really shamble men in the woods. But don't let your local friar hear you say that. Even a free farmer was just one bad season away from selling himself into slavery to pay his debts, and it doesn't pay to be on the wrong side of your local clergy. It may be true that the church was the most powerful force in the country at this point, but the days of demons, potions, Wicca, and dragons weren't that long ago. And even though you tell yourself they're not real, you're still not going into the woods after nightfall to find out. If you were lucky enough to be of a class of people to see the world, or at least the country, travel was strenuous and dangerous enough that you were also typically the class of people that didn't have family, or even a burr that you could call home. Many of the people in London these days were of that sort. Large enough to be one of the few places with their own monastery and mint, but new enough that superstition and charlatans still had a pretty large foothold. Situated as close to the ocean as a burr was likely to get, without being under constant threat of Norse invasion, it saw enough new people that occasionally, you'd see something you couldn't explain. Something you couldn't simply write off as superstition. No matter what the local clergy said. This is the Arkham Files, Dark Ages. Locked Vault Case 990. The Clergy of Canterbury.
Here we go.
Right, looks like a bunch of sailors getting their drink on. Just got back from the sea.
I think I see a juggler in your back.
I don't juggle in these types of establishments.
Yes, you do. I'm about to describe how you're juggling in this establishment.
Juggling. Hey, sometimes... Look.
I misjudged the situation.
What, like... Look, you're not going to have any fame if you can't come down to the commoner's level
exactly.
Sometime.
Fine, darling. It is my annual commoner juggle.
Your annual slumming it, slum juggle.
It's my annual slum juggle.
Slum juggle, dude.
I love it. He's a real slum juggler.
He's a real slum juggler. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I love slum juggler, dude.
That Balthazar Tosser is a real slum juggler.
That's my subclass.
No, that's your tip. That's the typical juggler. This is just your once annual.
I suppose I have to get back to my roots sometimes.
It's a little better than your usual slum juggler.
Right. Hey, why don't you juggle with three balls? We're too good for three.
Yeah.
Well,
usually they can only do one.
It's very
he's just
boring.
Tossing a ball up in the air. He's just tossing one ball.
It's incredible. Oh, you've seen it.
I've
it's
seen
amazing.
It. Oh my goodness.
I wish I could do that.
Maybe I've been across the seven seas.
All right.
Bar laugh.
The year is 990, not 1990.
I miss the 980s.
The year is 990. London, while not yet the center of civilization that it would become, is still a growing center of commerce and travel, with the largest?
It's quite long. Pete didn't say he didn't read it. He meant he can't read it.
Yeah. Pete's really getting into this time period.
L-A-R-G.
My read is zero.
Largest.
That makes you feel better. I don't have a read or write.
Sound it out, Pete.
All right.
Sound it out.
Everybody zip it.
The year is 990.
Almost the 980s.
London, while not yet the center of civilization that it would become, is still a growing center of commerce and travel, with the largest river in England, the Thames, flowing down the center of the burr. It heads towards the ocean not far away. It was rapidly becoming a hub for trade. London, that is. Thousands had settled here, both as a chance to better their fortunes, and with an ever-growing population, it made it much easier to fortify against the Anglo-Saxons' most frequent enemy, Norse Vikings from the north. Safety in numbers, as they say. So we're going to take you guys to the interior of an inn here in London. It's a lively atmosphere. Now, an inn is one of the novelties of London that you can't expect in other burrs. Most places didn't have a public house where people could stay. People were suspicious. If you were traveling, you were most likely to find a friend at a local monastery or whatever the church had. So to have an actual public house was a novelty of London, a non-monastic place where travelers can congregate during the dark hours of the day, swap tales and the occasional small trinket, and share a drink. Mead was the preferred beverage, but in a place like London, wine, ale, and even fruit beer were available. If a traveler was very lucky, on a night like tonight, they would even find some entertainment. The inn is crowded tonight. The rickety wooden tables have been full for hours. A stranger bold enough to try to squeeze into a non-existent spot on one of the benches might find a fight on his hands, instead of an evening of entertainment. Some found it easier to congregate near a window and eat standing up, or even crouch with their bowl of stew on the floor. Either way, eventually you'd find a bowl of something to eat and a cup of something to drink in your hands, even if you won't be able to tell exactly what's in either of them. A small area had been cleared, and a makeshift stage had been erected that was a step higher than the rest of the floor. On that stage now stands Balthazar
the Magnificent!
Balthazar Tosser, and he's not some common slum juggler. He's the most famous juggler in all the land, just about ready for his final act of the night. Botloff and Aldrich.
Aldrich.
You, Aldrich, oh my gosh. Aldrich.
That's Aldrich.
Botloff and Aldrich, you both have recently entered the inn, though separately. You don't know each other. It's loud, it's chaotic, and there isn't a whole lot of room. Ethelred, the Reedy, is not yet present. So, Balthazar, you are juggling up on the stage. And then, Ethelric and Botloff. You just entered. What do you do?
Uh-oh. Ethelric and Botloff.
Okay. So, Donovan and Seth.
Oh, wait. No, I'm Eldrick.
Is there any boy here wants to bet on something?
Oh, yeah, I'll bet with you.
Hey, I'll take a bet.
What is the odds?
What is a bet?
All what are we betting on?
All you can.
I'll always
I'll
take a bet.
I can drink you onto the boat.
You can't drink me onto the boat.
He's already about three sheets to the wind, he is.
He's all three sheets to the winds.
Yeah, I'll bet all you, mister.
I'll make sure you get into Barney Rubble.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you like another mead, sir?
All right, so you take a... Do you take a drink of mead?
Well, but it's a bit of an anachronism, what you just did there. It might be a British idiom, but not in 990 AD. Oh, wait, hang on, sorry. Flintstones was prehistoric,
it's
so...
It works.
It works.
I bet you it works.
Yeah, you're a good bit in rubble, aren't you?
Oh, you're a bit in rubble, aren't you?
Yeah, a bit real Barney.
Real Barney. Barney rubble.
This boy can drink anyone under the boat.
I can drink anyone under the boat.
Oh, you're having a bubble bath.
All right, we're going to roll for
you're
it.
You're having
you
a bubble bath.
Under the you boat. Roll you corn drown. In all roll corn, and whoever rolls better corn wins.
Let's go. Corn at me.
Who's a corn?
Why are you rolling corn?
We're rolling corn. Constitution.
Speaking you're of, full of pork pie.
Speaking of cons.
Cornucopia.
Speaking of cons, what are you doing, Eldrick?
I'm just enjoying the show, but if you get...
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 90.
I rolled a 73. You owe me one penny. Give me a penny.
I take your pence. Well, but double or nothing.
All right, double or nothing.
Double or nothing. Here we go.
Two pence to zero.
Double enough. Here we go.
I rolled a 12. Beat that, you stupid tosser. No offense.
Well, come on.
Come on.
He's not a tosser, he's the tosser.
I prefer the term juggler.
I get this juggler.
All right, so while Botloff is drinking, losing drinking games, Balthazar, the tosser, I want you to roll for juggle.
Roll juggle.
Oh, well,
roll juggle.
Luckily, I've got a 99 in juggle.
You're the preeminent juggler.
Whew, good thing, too. I rolled a 92.
Oh. So that's a success.
The fruit beer I had here was not doing me very well.
Okay, so Eldrick, what are you doing?
Eldrick.
You don't know him.
What, didn't we walk in together?
No, I said not together.
Oh. Oh, who would I walk in with?
Yourself.
Well, I thought I'd get to know these gents because they're having a drinking game. So, fellas, I got this, would you be interested in some Eldritch Celestial Syrups? You know, kissed by the stars themselves. These will soothe your ailments, but also bring a balance to your humors. Make your night a little more lively. What do you think? Yeah? You want to buy some of these?
We don't like your kind around here, you.
Oh, it's right! Get the hell out of here!
You snake oil salesman.
Oh, they're all just prime drinks. These are meads. They're mead mixes. They're just for the night. But that's okay. I'm going to run up to Balthazar, and as he struggles a little bit with his juggling, I'll drip him some syrup and be like, here.
I haven't
here, boss.
Struggled one bit.
All right, so...
So how much bees and honeys is it going to cost me?
So, Seth...
Yeah?
I don't think Baldrick's ever going to struggle with his juggling.
Ever.
Since his skill is 99.
Tonight I might be a slum juggler, but I'm never a struggle juggler.
You're never a struggle...
Well, he rolled a 92, so I just thought, you know...
And I succeeded.
He succeeded. It just wasn't super
literally,
fancy.
I just don't care that much.
He pretty much cannot fail.
He's been juggling balls
his
entire
life.
He's
like, this is a slum juggles. I'm just going to not put my
it's
full effort
It's just an awful
in.
Performance, but nobody like knows any better. They have nothing to compare it to.
Juggler!
They don't even know what juggling is.
Hey, do that thing where you juggle the balls.
The barmaid in the front flashes you.
Oh, wow.
He loses his balls.
Oh,
can you juggle these?
I almost balled it.
Jeez. All right, so while you're sitting there, there's, the room is full of milkmen. The room's full of people.
And
I
milkers,
can't do it either, dude, and milkers. Oh my gosh, I'm as bad as you guys. There's a couple of people in the corner having a more, you can't have a whispered conversation, it's too loud, but they're having a more intimate conversation. Can I say that word without anybody? Nope, I can't.
It's too late.
And then there's another guy standing near the window, catching a breeze because it'll have glass in the windows, and he's just kind of hanging out by himself. But yeah, there's people at all the tables also, so do what you gotta do, guys.
I'm just gonna juggle.
All right, so he keeps juggling.
I'm gonna go talk. I'm gonna go.
You're not here.
I'm gonna go make a bet on this juggler. Who wants to take a bet on the juggler? That he's gonna drop his balls.
Oh, good luck. You've got a 1% chance.
I'll take that bet.
You've got I'll take that bet too.
Never heard of this guy.
What?
This is Baldrick Tosser, the juggler.
Balthazar
Tosser.
Clearly, you've never heard of me either.
What?
Balthazar, not Baldrick.
Oh, no,
you
this guy
slum
sucks.
Lord.
This guy said, you want to take the bet? You want to take the bet?
The riffraff.
I'll give you 5-1 odds.
No.
5-1 odds.
This is Baldrick Tosser.
5-1 odds.
Best juggler in the whole world.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll bet on him every time.
Oh, you just gobsmacked
me. He's just
going
to be throwing all the balls in the air. He catches them now, innit?
All right, Balthazar, go.
All right, here we go. I'm juggling again. I haven't stopped juggling. I rolled a 17. Pay up, sailor man.
Ben, you're going through all your money real fast there, aren't you, Botloff?
Bees and honey.
You don't
have
unlimited money, Botloff.
Well, what do I... What are you going to pay him with?
Kill him, boys.
You guys need to go... You guys need to be sailed anywhere.
All right.
Any
you
dogs
people,
sent sea or...
And by you people, I mean you people in the inn. I want you to roll for listen.
Does that include me?
Yeah, all three of you.
It's really loud in here.
Not me?
No, all three of you. Alex isn't in the room. So you, Botlock, and...
He's just playing an NPC.
I'm playing various bar patrons.
It's too loud in here. I can't hear shit.
I'm too distracted by this riffraff. I did not hear anything.
On that.
Oh, shit.
No.
Wait, you don't want me to say?
No, there's a hard eye on that. You're not American.
I shy.
Oh, shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's shy.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure Eldrick, the healer, he heard a scream coming from outside.
He's Eldrick the hero now.
Why is he Eldrick the hero?
Because he's the only one that rules success.
The hearer.
A hearer, that is a hero.
So stupid.
Sam, you have to roll for juggle again with a penalty die. The more jokes you tell, the more penalty die you're going to get.
I succeed, 89.
I can't fail.
I literally
this
cannot
is fail. Balthazar.
This is Balthazar. I'm not your average tosser.
God.
Average tosser, some slum juggler.
I'm a premier juggler.
Struggling, ball-tossing slum juggler.
All right, so... Eldrick, you hear a scream come from outside. Yeah. Do you do anything, or you just keep chilling and trying to peddle
What's
your
the
wares?
Scream sound like?
It sounds like someone
a
needs some healing.
A distressed scream.
Okay, Seth.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone needs some healing.
All right, I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go outside and see what's going on.
It sounds like a distressed scream?
Yes.
Okay.
I only have a 25 listen, and I rolled a 10.
Okay. So, Eldrick, you go to the door, and you open it, and as soon as you open the door, it's like the bubble of mirth and merriment that engulfed the inn breaks, and the outside is chaotic, and there are screams coming from multiple directions. Distressed screams. Even though it was chaotic inside, and you could barely hear yourself think, the noise of the inn, while intense, had warmth. You could feel that warmth in the atmosphere. But out here, it's a cacophony of howling, of metal scraping against metal, and you can see people fighting for their lives. And while torchlight shows a dimly lit path to the right and left of you, most of the light illuminating your view right now is coming from small fires blossoming up where they aren't supposed to, and people's homes starting to catch, starting to smoke and catch fire. What do you do? Do you step out into the road, or do you try to sound the alarm and alert people on the inside of the inn? Or do neither. You could just shut the door.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Do I know any of these guys in the pub yet?
You do. You are familiar with Balthazar the Tosser.
Not the Tosser, Balthazar. Tosser is my name.
I'm going to run up to Balthazar and interrupt his juggling. His
do you
tossing.
Close the door or do you leave the door open?
No, I leave it open and I run up to Balthazar and I say, Balthazar, we got a rabbit. It's the fuzz.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's make for the hills.
I can hear the lights.
What?
I can hear the police lights.
All right, so as you guys are trying to scramble, now that the door is open, people are starting to realize what's going on, and they're pouring towards the exits. Some people are even jumping out of the open windows to get out of there.
Get out of my way!
What do you do?
Is there like a back door that's closer to me?
Yes, there's a back door, and nobody's going towards it. But you don't... Actually, I want you to roll...
For juggle?
No. I want you to roll for luck. I don't know if you'd even know it has a back door.
I would. I mean, I had to have my own room. I didn't just enter in the front like a commoner. I'm the performance. I'm the entertainment.
All right.
Of course I know there's a back door.
I'll let you...
He doesn't work if he don't have his own dressing room.
Exactly.
Who wrote this scenario?
I'm his agent.
Who wrote this scenario?
Who wrote this scenario?
I love how Alex is just everybody. Okay, I'll let you roll with a bonus die.
Give me that. I'm rolling for luck.
Yes.
Who's getting the naughty if I...
You have to spend luck for that. Actually,
oh, right.
You don't.
I'm just rolling.
I can do it whenever I want.
If you have to party, use the squatty.
All right, I failed by 3, darn it.
You failed?
I only have 35 luck.
You don't know there's a back...
This is preposterous.
So you can get swept towards the front door with everybody else, or you can try and hop out a window?
Can I look for a back door? Roll for...
Where can I...
Roll a spot hidden?
Almost did Randy Savage there.
We assumed that would be coming out eventually.
I refuse to get sucked out the front door with the commoners.
But, what can I look for... Look, I'm Butloff. We always know where the back door is.
Fine.
Or can I get a bonus door?
You guys can go look for a back door. Eldrick, what are you doing? Are you following them to look for a back door?
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, the way you described it was like there's now the village is under attack, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta stick with Balthazar, so I'm gonna go make sure we got the escape route.
Okay, so you guys push past a bunch of people. I want you all to make me strength rolls, because you're pushing in the opposite direction of giant crowds of people going the other way.
I rolled a 12.
A 15 of 55.
What did you roll, Seth?
A 12.
Right.
A 12?
Yeah.
What did you roll, Botloff?
31.
Out of?
54.
All right, so you guys all succeed. You're able to push your way to the back of the inn, and you
stand aside,
find...
one.
Out of the way for Butloff.
And you find the back of the inn, and there is a back door. Do you go out of the back door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys bust out the back door and into the street, and much to your chagrin, there are 3 bad-looking dudes standing out the back door. So you guys are... Can you see, like, when I push a button?
Yeah.
This is where you are. You're at the back of the end right here.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So I want you guys to pick some tokens and put them all out the back door right there.
Pick some tokens?
Yeah, like, pick a... Oh, yeah, you weren't here. So go... Can somebody show Donovan how to pick a token?
Yeah.
So while you guys are picking tokens, let me describe this scene a little bit. I mentioned before, the outside is super chaotic. You can feel danger in the air. You guys are not strangers to feeling unsafe outdoors at nighttime, but this is a different thing. It's not an unknown threat. There is a very known threat as people are running here and there and getting attacked by cloaked figures. There's 3 of them surrounding the back of the inn that turn and look as you burst through the back door. They turn and look at you. You can't see much of their faces. It's still pretty dark. You got flickering firelight around you that occasionally will illuminate part of them, but they're still kind of cloaked in darkness. You can't see their faces, but they definitely look menacing as they close in.
So wait, is this token just going to be what my guy looks like on screen? Okay.
What order do you guys come out the back door?
I come out first.
No, I do.
No, you come out last because you need protection.
All right, that's fair.
All right, so you bust through the door. Out first comes Botloff. Out second comes the Eldrick, the healer. And out third becomes Balthazar Tosser.
Can't juggle your way out of this one.
I beg to differ. I've got a 99.
All right, what are your what are you guys' decks?
60, 55.
My dex is 30.
Yours is 30?
Yeah, I'm quite slow.
That's right. What's yours, Alex?
What, my dex?
Yeah, just so I have it.
It's 70.
What?
I'm fastest boy.
He's a soldier, dude.
I'm Ethelred, the fastest boy.
Alright,
He didn't go out the... Did you go out the back door?
I haven't gone to any doors. I'm not
present.
Yeah,
he's just chilling.
Yep. But whatever door it is, it's going to be a big one.
It's a double door.
Double door. Okay, Donovan, you're first.
Sorry, what's my name?
Botloff.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so there are 3 cloaked figures. There's 2 directly in front of you and 1 to your right.
Run away!
Start juggling.
I start juggling. wait a minute. So they're bad men.
Well, that's the assumption. They've got, like, daggers, and they look menacing as they
go. What's your angle?
Kill you.
Oh, shot. All right, I'm going to spear him.
You're going to spear the guy directly in front of you?
I would have another choice. He wants to kill me.
Okay, he's going to... Bye bye.
I get a bonus die, right?
Why?
Why would you get one? No, actually, you get a penalty die.
Because it gets a point blank range with the spear.
You get a penalty die.
No, I don't.
You've got a point.
Donovan, you just have 4 meads in the inn. You get a penalty die.
I didn't have that many.
You bet the guy 4 times.
And you failed your con rolls. He's got a good point.
Yeah, you've got to roll with the
don't
penalty
argue
die.
With the keeper.
Well, maybe I should just run away.
Balthazar, distract them. Get him advantage by distracting him.
Can I distract them with my
juggling? I
call my balls out and I start throwing them in the air.
Fine, you have to...
World-class juggling.
World-class.
You have to extremely succeed world-class
juggling. Just make it a hard juggling.
Dude, that's only like a 50.
That's 20%. You got a good shot.
Yeah, he's got 20%.
Come on.
To roll extreme.
Ooh, close. I
that's
missed
a 24.
Hit 24. I needed a 19.
Are you going to spend luck?
Hmm. You can spend my luck.
You don't get to choose, Donovan.
But you can.
Well, that's only 5 luck.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 5 luck.
Okay.
Somebody else's luck.
Look at me.
Not my problem.
Look at me. Focus on these balls that are spinning. There's 3.
It's beautiful.
It's like nothing they've ever seen before.
Seth, you lose 5 luck.
Well, that's all right.
All right, Donovan, you get to go ahead and roll unopposed. Because he's distracted looking at the beautiful
three balls.
Does
he get advantage? Does he get a bonus?
So he gets...
Oh, no. Cancels out. Nice.
You better spear him through the chest.
I scream out with a loud Indian cry.
Okay.
Yes, that's working. Keep going.
We have to reiterate this every once in a while. Donovan is in fact Indian.
I just don't sound at all like an Indian.
Well, Donovan is Native American, and so he can make all these jokes.
Take it up with him.
Take it up with his people.
If anybody else makes those jokes.
Yeah. Why do you think he yells at us whenever we say we want a totem pole?
You son of a bitch.
Can you freaking roll the dice?
Did you fail?
I did fail, but I would like to spend...
Oh my goodness.
I would like to spend 16 luck.
Who cares? It's not yours.
Early in the game for spending 16 luck.
While I'm tossing these balls, can I
just take your run through
one?
Like a man?
I'm not going to run through.
I'm about to find out.
Just get smashed by a huge tentacle again.
Donovan, you got hit.
Oh, no.
What do I take?
Does he have armor or shield or anything?
He does. It should be on his thing.
1d3.
He can't block it with the shield because he attacked. That's instead of dodge.
He grabbed the top
so
off.
So, Donovan, your armor should say what type of armor it is and then what your bonus is.
I got a buckler.
You've got a
that's
buckler?
Your shield.
So, yeah.
My shield. And then I got a heavy leather, so.
Oh, nice.
What's it worth?
1d3.
Oh, balls. Okay, roll a d6. 1 and 2 is 1.
I know what it is. Shit.
Is it 1?
Yeah, it's a 3.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, you did take 3?
You rolled 3.
Okay, so 2.
Or no, you rolled, what did
I
you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Oh, you rolled a 6.
Okay, so it's 3. You take 1 point of damage.
That's how much I think you,
oh, gotcha,
that's how much
gotcha,
he
gotcha,
deflects,
gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he rolled a 4,
so yeah,
you took 3.
Higher.
So you, yeah.
So
that's how much you do.
I guess that's cool. That's kind of something we didn't really explain about these rules.
Yeah.
So each one of our, like our armor has a dice value next to it. Like, so Donovan's was 1d3. So like when he got attacked, he got hit, he rolled his d3, and then that's how much damage his armor reduced.
Yes, his armor absorbs that much.
Yeah.
So for example, in this attack, the attacker rolled a 4, so he took 4 damage. Donovan rolled 3, and so his armor absorbed 3 of the damage, resulting in 1 point of damage.
Cool.
So he whacks you with his sword on your armor, which kind of hurts and bruises your side a little bit. But you're fine. 1 point of damage down.
See, yeah, that I actually think that's really cool.
It's not too bad.
Makes it so it's like you can have more combat in Dark Ages, but you don't have to make it more pulpy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can kind of keep the tone.
I dig it.
That's cool.
All right. Next is the juggler, who I should make not use a turn because he's juggling.
No,
but I'll let
wait
you have a,
a
turn.
Minute.
I'll let you
These
have a
are
turn.
My balls of bludgeoning that I'm using. I'm not just using your average ball.
He's a juggler, Pete.
I'm a juggler.
He's always juggling.
I'm always juggling. I'm very adept at throwing.
Okay, I just told you it can be your turn. You don't have to keep selling me on it.
That's his secret. He's always juggling.
I just wanted to make you aware that these are my balls of bludgeoning.
Okay, bludgeon balls.
Alex, what? Never mind. Go ahead. What are you doing?
Oh, I was going to throw them, but I only got a 25% throw.
Juggle at him. Juggle the ball at him.
Yeah, can I use juggle as an
sideways.
Attack?
Can he juggle?
Can I juggle the ball sideways into his face?
Yes. Juggle sideways.
Fine. But if you juggle the ball into his face, that's a fighting maneuver, and all it's going to do is take that guy's turn away, because he's busy bapping a ball out of his face.
That's awesome. Fine. Taking his turn away,
bouncing it off his—he's like bouncing it off his face back into his hands. Like,
Roll for this is the stupidest thing I've ever allowed.
You've heard worse.
Juggle.
It's emotional damage.
Oh, I rolled an 09 speed juggled!
I think he just critted that juggle.
I just rolled an extreme success. This ain't your average ball tossing.
He takes 1 point of damage.
I think you're severely underestimating the skill.
I regret this so much. All right, now it's the other tosser's turn. No, not the tosser. It's the other cloaked figure's turn. He's going to advance, and he's going to swing his club at... He's going to swing his club at the back of Healer. Seth, are you going to block with your shield? So your shield has a value also, and the shield has two values next to it. Number one is the shield's... you can actually attack with your shield if you want. That is an option, and that will be your shield's attack value is in the first piece of the box. And I just realized that I didn't put both in Seth's.
So yeah, it's like I only have one.
Yeah, so Seth, if he attacks, is 1d2 for his shield skill.
So I like to imagine for you guys that aren't, like, fighters, that you just, like, grabbed some lids off some barrels or something on your way out, and that's what you're using for these shields.
Yeah, mine just says wooden round.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a buckler.
Like, you're on your way out, and you're like, and you grabbed them, so that's what you're using for a shield.
Wait, what's a buckler exactly?
It's like a
It's a shield that you buckle onto your arm.
Yeah, I'm a sailor. You're a buckler.
Yeah, I've got a buckler as well.
Yeah, you grab that lid and you're like just wrapped it around, tied it on.
Okay, so 1d2 is the first number. What was the second one?
It's supposed to be 1d. So the first number is supposed to be 1d2 plus damage bonus, which you have 0, I think. Oh, maybe you don't. You're a big guy. You got one.
Yeah, I got 1d4.
And then your
Holy crap.
Armor is 1d2. And so if you block, you actually get the benefit of your shield and your. So this is a little bit complicated. I'm not actually sure this is the right way to do it, but this is the way I'm going to make you guys do it. If you block, you roll your shield skill, and if you succeed, you get the shield armor. Plus your regular armor.
And you get a juggle.
And you get a juggle.
Okay.
So you don't get your shield armor unless you actually effectively, successfully put it in the way of the attack. So Seth... are you going to fight back, or are you going to dodge, or are you going to shield skill?
What would the shield skill be?
It's on your
It's on your thing. 55. Oh, just kidding. That's Alex.
Cast a spell in his face.
Also, yours is... I didn't give you a shield skill.
Right.
Seth, I'm going to give you 30 for shield skill.
Okay.
I think that's supposed to be the default anyway.
Yeah. Is shield going to be more like a dodge where I can, like,
so
match?
Yes. Well, it's different. So with your shield skill, if you roll 30 or under, you get to add the shield armor. So to 1d2 extra armor value. So if you dodge, you have to roll a 15 and you dodge out of the way. So you have to roll double as good. But if you roll the shield skill, you add 1d2 to your armor value. So, for example, right now you're wearing boiled leather armor, which is 1d6. Mm-hmm. A buckler is 1d2. So, basically, you would have 8 value of armor available to you if you successfully shield. If you fight back, you still get the armor, which is pretty...
Yeah, it's just that my fighting brawl is 50, so I got much higher on that.
Correct. But you have to beat him with a brawl.
Right.
Instead of getting the same level of success.
I'll do a shield. Let's try that.
All right.
Oh, baby. Got a 29.
So you succeeded, right, by one?
I did.
All right. With his attack, he also succeeded. And so he hits you with the thing. So go ahead and roll 1d6 and 1d2. So I guess it's a d4 and you cut it in half.
Or if you have like a coin.
If you have a coin, you could do that too. A d2 is usually a coin, but none of us have any.
All right, I got a 4 on my d6. And I don't have a coin.
You could just roll a d4 and cut it in half.
I'm going to flip a starburst.
Okay. Decide which one's 1 and which one's 2.
Yeah, I bit the top side.
Nice.
That's 1.
Love it.
All right, I got a 1.
All right, well, he rolled a 1, so you block.
Yeah, you blocked it all.
Yeah. Yeah! All right, the third dude comes directly for the stupid juggler.
He takes off his cloak, and it is I. Ethelred.
But as he's coming in, he swings his club.
Dodge.
And an old fighter comes from around the corner.
You've juggled your last ball. Prepare to die.
Hey guys, this is Donovan from the Arkham Files. You'll know me as Dohaven Balabo, Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits, and a bunch of other characters I can't remember right now. But thanks for listening to the show. And, you know, at the end of it, go leave us a 5-star review. Visit our website, ArkhamRPG.com. Visit our merch store. Subscribe to us on Patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We've got a bunch of good, dope bonus content. Like bonus episodes and whatnot. You can hear all my friends harass me and make fun of me. But, you know, all the good stuff you're missing out on the regular channel. Peace!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with ACAST. Use ACAST's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.